U.S. General Aviation pilots are already in the crosshairs. A helicopter pilot and his passengers survive medical incapacitation. And NASA announces its STEM educator workshops. This is Zero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, January 18th, 2011. While the Aviation Alphabet Groups work to check the spread of TSA's security theater into general aviation, a guest commentator on Aero News suggests that horse is already out of the barn. Jeff Edwards is a retired Navy A6 intruder bombardier navigator with an MA in National Security Affairs from Ohio State, the 2003 FAA National Flight Instructor of the Year, and president of LOBO, the Lance Air Owners and Builders Organization. In his guest editorial, he relates the stories of two Lance Air pilots, both decorated U.S. veterans, who have been detained by law enforcement called out by AMOC, the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol's Paramilitary Air and Marine Operations Center. Neither flight had been near a U.S. border, and in both cases, aircraft were searched. AMOC is based at the former March Air Force Base in Riverside, California, with a companion facility in Puerto Rico tasked with watching over the Caribbean. The stated purpose is to collect information on non-cooperative aircraft and marine vessels. If any GA pilot on a routine flight is now assumed to be a threat, even decorated veterans with all the associated background on file, the implications are chilling. The editorial makes for thought-provoking reading. Find it, dated January 17th, at aero-news.net. The NTSB has issued a preliminary report in the case of a helicopter pilot who suffered medical incapacitation that cost him the use of his right arm and talked a passenger through handling the collective control during a run-on emergency landing in North Carolina. The Eurocopter BK-117C2 was carrying the pilot and two medical crew members from Pitt County Memorial in Greenville to Carteret General Hospital in Morehead City. The pilot told investigators they were at about 2,000 feet and about 3 to 4 minutes out from the destination when he disengaged the autopilot and his right arm fell to his side. He informed his medical flight crew members, declared an emergency, and was given vectors to Cherry Point Marine Corps Air Station. A medical crew member seated in the left front seat handled the collective while the pilot manipulated the cyclic with his left hand. The pilot chose a run-on landing. Upon contact with the runway, the helicopter became airborne again before touching down for good. It was bent up, but nobody was injured. The flight was night VFR, made under Part 135. The investigation continues. NASA is set to offer free workshops blending the STEM disciplines, that's science, technology, engineering, and math, using NASA education resources relating to current and future agency missions. Registration is now open for the third annual NASA STEM Educator Workshop Series, sponsored by NASA Langley Research Center in Hampton, Virginia, and Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools, March 1st through the 3rd. The theme for this year's workshops is Embrace the Challenge to Innovate. Attendees can earn between 6 and 18 hours toward continuing education units and choose to attend either 2 or 3 days of the workshops. Find more details in a registration page using the FMI links at the bottom of the text version of this story, dated January 17th, at aero-news.net. Up next on ANN, Canada may spend almost $1 billion with Bell. The Orion gets technology to keep up with Poseidon. And the Eurofighter Consortium signs a 5-year deal with IFS. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for January 18th. I'm Paul Plack. The Canadian government has awarded Bell Helicopter a 10-year, $647 million support services contract for the Canadian Forces CH-146 Griffin fleet. It's known as the CH-146 Optimized Weapon System Support Contract, and it includes aspects of management services, engineering and technical publications, aircraft maintenance services, and spare and consumable parts. The initial contract will be followed by 4 one-year options to be exercised at the discretion of the Government of Canada. If exercised, these 4 one-year options bring the total possible contract value to $945 million. In the mid-1990s, the Canadian Forces acquired 100 CH-146 Griffins to replace CH-135 Twin Hueys and CH-136 Kiowas as utility, tactical, and transport platforms. Since then, Bell Helicopter's Mirabel facility has provided product and technical support. NAVAIR, the U.S. Naval Air Systems Command, recently delivered 10 newly configured Orions to the fleet, outfitted with an upgraded acoustic system called ARTR for Acoustic Receiver Technology Refresh. Acoustic systems with ARTR enhance the ability to receive and analyze sonobuoy data, which is a primary function of the P-3C's mission. During recent exercises, ARTR demonstrated improved performance over existing P-3C acoustic systems and a tenfold increase in system operating reliability. ARTR is the first of two steps that will help bring mission systems on the Orion up to par with the new Poseidon P-8A. NAVAIR plans to deliver 74 mission-ready Orions installed with ARTR by 2012. After the initial upgrades to the Orion, both the P-3C and P-8A will undergo the second phase of system upgrades called the Acoustic Processor Technology Refresh. APTR will enable both maritime patrol and recon aircraft to operate using a similar set of acoustic software by 2014. The Eurofighter Consortium has signed a 5-year contract with IFS to maintain its applications-based system, which is handling the industrial repair service for the Eurofighter Typhoon. The contract will continue to support the Typhoon deployments through the next 5 years, enabling through-life management and support initiatives, and it's valued in excess of $3.1 million. Industrial repair service has included modifications and enhancements to align the system to changing commercial and operational environments and allows Eurofighter nations to track critical parts on the operating base or aircraft through the industrial repair loop and transportation system. The system is now in use by over 200 users in Germany, Spain, Italy, and the United Kingdom. Still ahead, Italy's Border Patrol upgrades its fleet. NBAA's Schedulers and Dispatchers Conference announces a keynote speaker. And here's what's up with the Grone Brothers deal. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Piperjet.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, January 18th. I'm Paul Plack. A second AW-139 medium twin helicopter was delivered to the Italian Customs and Border Patrol Service on Friday during an official ceremony held at Augusta Westland's Vergiati plant. The service's first AW-139 was delivered in mid-2009. The aircraft are being incorporated into the fleet as its new generation medium twin helicopter, replacing older models. The AW-139s will perform missions including surveillance, reconnaissance, maritime patrol, law enforcement, and homeland security. Augusta Westland says the Italian's Customs and Border Patrol Service is also showing interest in the BA-609. That's the civilian tilt rotor. The upcoming 22nd Annual National Business Aviation Association Schedulers and Dispatchers Conference will have an opening session featuring motivational speakers from inside and outside the industry. Susan O'Malley, the first female president of a professional sports franchise, being Washington Sports and Entertainment, and NBAA President Ed Bolin will deliver the keynote speech February 9th through the 11th at the Savannah International Trade and Convention Center in Georgia. O'Malley will share anecdotes and lessons learned as a pioneering woman in business. More than 2,000 attendees are expected and more than 350 exhibitors. Get details at nbaa.org under the Events tab. And finally, in part to address questions raised by ANN's story yesterday on the new joint venture between Grone Brothers Aviation and a Chinese company, Grone Brothers CEO David Grone agreed to an interview in which he made clear that the technology being transferred to Foshan Suntrans Grone Aviation Company Limited is not anything developed under Phase 1 of GBA's DARPA contract for development of helioplane technology. Grone also noted that a previous investor in GBA has been funding the company's scaled-back operations since May of 2008, and that while the new joint venture does nothing to immediately bring more capital into GBA, there is a plan for moving the company forward. You can hear the complete interview in two parts today and tomorrow in the Aero News special feature. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.